Welcome to another edition of the CJ McCollum Show. Today is Monday, February 26th. We are currently in the city that never sleeps. Just kidding. We're in New York. And
wait, why is that just kidding? You don't like that? You don't like that tagline for New York?
We are in New York, and we are excited about the opportunity to play in the Mecca.
You're so close yet so far away.
I know. York. We'll have to do the another live podcast soon next time we're this close to each other.
Yeah, we will.
But we are fresh out of All-Star break.
Fresh is debatable, but you know.
Not fresh, but it was a nice escape for a lot of people to kind of refresh their minds, maybe do a little bit too much work, maybe vacation, rehab, work on some of the things that they probably aren't able to work on during the season, and then you try to put that back into the last 20-something games, and here we are. And it's ironic because fresh out of All-Star break, there's been a lot of scuffles.
Yeah. People are angry. I don't think it's long enough. Do you think that the All-Star break is long enough, especially for you know? You know what I heard someone say? I use this example. Say all the smartest kids in a school were asked to stay in school during spring break and do more work, while the other kids...
The bad kids?
not the bad kids, just not the smartest kids, got to go on vacation. Like, how much effort are you putting into the All-Star game? If you're like, why do I have to still go to school?
I mean, if I got to play an All-Star game, I'd put effort in because I never got to do it before. So that's like a different mentality, different mindset, situational. Yes. Like everything is different. But I get the point. I think it's a lot of work for people that participate in All-Star, especially.
But
the stars.
You participate in All-Star weekend. You're always there.
It's a lot of work.
A lot of work to do. Yeah,
it's a lot of work, and I think I'm glad the NBA has shifted it to where it's not just the weekend. Like we're both old enough to have been a part of the NBA when it was shorter break, which was crazy because I would still try to fly to Mexico or somewhere for like 30 hours and then fly right into practice, or try to get coach to not schedule practice the day before the game and just say, hey, let's meet at the arena on game day because the break was so short. The week is nice. I mean, I wouldn't be mad at a little bit more time, but I think at that point, it's a lot of time without basketball, which is probably not great for our bodies to just kind of shut down and not get the load that we're accustomed to. So I think that's a part of it. But I mean, the demands on All-Stars is crazy. You know, you have the community stuff, you have the practice, you have the media avail, you have the actual game. It's a lot.
I mean, Tyrese Halliburton, he was like five people and one during that weekend. But back to your point, people came out of the hot All-Star break hot, specifically you guys and the Heat. Where emotions flared, a lot of hold me back, and then, you know, a choke, if you will. let me just run through the disciplinary actions that took place. Jose Alvarado, Thomas Bryant, 3-game suspension for leaving the bench to join the fray and engage in the fight. So they got 3 games. Now, Jimmy Butler, Najee Marshall, suspended 1 game for their roles in instigating and participating in the altercation, notably the choke. Nikola Jovic was handed 1-game suspension for just stepping onto the court during the incident. Kevin Love, after the game, which this all sparked from, like, the strong hold on Zion, said that he was intending to prevent him from falling. And, you know, Zion's a big guy, so I don't, you know. Let me stop talking and let you give your perspective as someone who was there.
I'm not laughing at what happened because what happened was obviously serious and it's not great for our game. But when you're competing at a high level for something, things like this are going to occur. And it's just about how we handle it and how we kind of can de-escalate the situation and get back to playing basketball. But K-Love took a foul, which, you know, whatever. It wasn't a crazy foul. I've taken harder fouls and given harder fouls in games, and we all know K-Love is a nice guy and try to help him up or whatever. And Z was just frustrated based on how he's been officiated all season. I think he shot 12 free throws the last 3 games. He shot 2 free throws last game. There was a stat that talked about consistently how often Zion gets to the basket and how he basically doesn't get the same whistle as a lot of other guys, and I will pull that up. shortly after I find it. But it was something like 14. I mean, he's getting like 14, 15 drives to the basket per game at a minimum. Obviously, he plays in the paint. And there's my luggage. And
see, this is part of the pod now. This is like just to bring.
You can come in, please.
Go get the luggage. I'll vamp. Are they just gonna deliver it?
You can bring it in, please. As I was saying, I think he was just upset at the whistle or lack thereof that he received in the game, and that he's received all throughout the season. So that's why he kind of laid there. And as a teammate, Najee sees him laying on the ground, doesn't really understand the severity of the foul or what happened, so he kind of runs up, and then him and Jimmy have their back and forth, and those guys are very much alike, two guys who are physical, and, you know, Najee, he got that right type of crazy in him, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he was about whatever Jimmy wanted to be about, and so there you have that, and then you have Jose, who has a different type of crazy in him, too, and sees that his twin
is... Which is also the right type of crazy, is the question.
I mean, you got to be able to have a certain type of mentality and mindset to be 5'10", 5'11", and be in the NBA. Like,
fair.
You got to have an unrealistic belief of yourself and in yourself. You have to have a dog. You have to be aggressive.
The kids call that DeLulu, but it's not really delusional for him because he's actually living it.
Yeah, and you got to have that spark and that fighter's mentality, and he has the fighter's mentality literally and figuratively. And obviously, if we could go back, we hope that the situation wouldn't have been us losing players for games and players losing money. But when you're competing at a high level, you're gonna do what you got to do out there to protect your teammates and protect yourself. So
pause. I love how you go in and out of the president of the Players Association. It's like you want to say something, then you're like, oh, wait, I'm the president of the Players Association. Let me autocorrect.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you are into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I'm sorry, I had to call you out.
I would have liked to see Jose not get three games because he's from New York and he's not going to get the chance to play in New York City. So yes. That's unfortunate. And you never want to see guys losing money in our league, so that's something that we got to work better at in terms of controlling ourselves, especially in these public settings. But when you compete at a high level, you compete, and things like this are going to occur. It's just about how you control your anger and your emotions once you get to that point. But that was unfortunate for us because we ended up dropping the next game against the Chicago Bulls. Obviously, I got hurt in that game, so I wasn't even out there on the court, and I couldn't even help my teammates.
How are you feeling?
Tough times. Okay? I'm progressing well. Did some stuff on the court today. We'll do some stuff tomorrow and continue to kind of see how it feels. I think they listed me as day-to-day questionable, but hopefully I can be back out there soon. I am definitely questionable in life every day and a day-to-day.
I get life, more and more questionable, to be honest.
Life is lifing, as it always does. But I'm thankful that it wasn't worse considering the way I turned the ankle, and I'm happy with our staff, happy with the understanding of my body and what I need to recover quickly, and I'm trying to do the best that I can. I've been sleeping with the electric stem, and which is very uncomfortable, and doing all that stuff to try to get
explain that, because this is something that like is easy to say among your peers, but sleeping with an electric stem, that doesn't even sound safe, but I'm sure it is.
I mean I've been doing it a long time, so whenever I sprain something or have some issues, whether that's a contusion, whatever the case may be, I do electric stim to kind of speed up the recovery and to kind of help the body. It's been helpful and as a mechanism for recovery for me historically. So I basically put the little pads on like different parts of my body, you know, specifically wherever the injury is, in this case being my foot. Put one on my calf, so I got 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 4 like pads that hook up to this machine that's electric in its stem. So it's like electric shock. So like my leg is just pulsing, my foot's just pulsing all night. And it's just shock. It's helping, you know, the blood flow. It's helping get some of that stuff moving around how it's supposed to.
That doesn't keep you up?
I can sleep through anything. Fortunately, I have adapted the ability to sleep with... I can sleep with Normatec. I can sleep with Game Ready, which is ice and compression. I can sleep with Stim. I can sleep with a lot of different recovery mechanisms that are important for allowing me to play at a high level for a long time as I continue to get more miles and mileage. But it definitely helps me recover faster. I've seen a huge increase in my ability to come back from stuff or just not miss games from stuff because of that. So the next phase, I guess, is a hyperbaric chamber for me down the stretch of my career.
Oh yeah, like traveling with one.
Yeah, and just sleeping in one. At times when
necessary. Does anyone on your team sleep in one?
No, I know Bron has one. I know Tobias Harris has one. Some guys throughout the league have talked about it. And I mean, we get those little injuries that become big injuries, and you just want to kind of prevent that and be able to recover. I think the key is to recover as fast as possible because so much trauma, stress, and anxiety on the body. But long story short, I've been sleeping with that, which is. Allow me to heal faster than I anticipated.
And then, because do you like playing in the garden?
I love playing in the garden.
Is it they were having that conversation on the broadcast, our broadcast. JJ was talking about how, like, it's actually, you know, feels like it's more fun to be the opposing player.
Yeah, it's dope playing in the garden.
Is it the best? Do you feel like it's the best arena to play in? Outside of
the Smoothie King?
Yes, yeah, there he goes.
I think it's so dope. The organs playing, the atmosphere, the star power, the fans, the celebrities, Spike, and just the history of the arena in general. It's just so cool. Like, I had the opportunity to go after we lost. I went to the Knicks-Miami Heat game, playoff game. Obviously, as the president of the PA, I had some meetings anyway in the city, so it was, like, perfect timing. I got surgery in New York with Dr. Michelle Carlson. I was like, let me stop by a game. So my wife and I went to a game. And I got to talk to K-Lo, Cody Zeller, some of my homies, K-Love, some of the guys on the Heat, and I talked to some of the guys from the Knicks, just kind of making my rounds and just, like, the atmosphere, like, being able to go to a game. Like, obviously, I play in games, you know, all the time, so that's, like, one side of it. But to be able to go to the game and, like walk around, get something to eat, and just, like, not have to worry about, like, performing and, like, the game day routine that everybody has. I think Draymond talked about it. Like, you have a game day routine.
Oh, yeah.
A pre-game routine the night before, and, like, your body just gets used to it. You sleep, you do all these things. I'm just hanging out, you know, eating a hot dog, just chilling. I'm like, this is cool. Like, now I get, like, you know, I feel like a fan. Yeah. Obviously, I like to play in the playoffs, but to be able to see the atmosphere was just, seeing it from that side was cool. It was cool to be a part of.
Yeah, I mean, I think what they say about MSG is that you could feel how everyone is not just watching the game, but, like, following it very closely. And you could feel that, like, through the arena, especially if you're the opposing team, because, you know, Trae Young can speak to that. But the Celtics were just there on Saturday night. They continued to roll. They've won... 8 straight. I was with the Bucks on Sunday. Doc Rivers returned to Philly. Got booed hard, but that's Philly. Doc was, you know, talking pregame about, like, you know, he's not disappointed in his tenure there. Like, they were title contenders. If Joel didn't get hurt, they were healthy, and they weren't dealing with the Ben situation, the Harden situation. Like, there was a lot of factors. Say what you want about, you know, that reasoning, but you can feel however you want to feel about Doc Rivers' return. But Doc now is, you know, under that same fire with Milwaukee, and They looked good yesterday, though. They looked, you know, we had Bobby Portis mic'd up, and he was saying, Bucks looking like the Bucks again. I'm not sure if this is the same Bucks team under, you know, well, I'm sure it's not the same Bucks team under Bud, but, you know, they're starting to play defense again, which was like the signature of that team. Before we get into the Celtics, what are you thinking about how things are coming together for Milwaukee? And like Dame, you know, had the weekend. He was the All-Star of the weekend and has continued it in these two games since the All-Star break.
Yeah, me and D got to catch up during All-Star for a little bit. I always try to holler at him. We just talk throughout the season just to check in on him and see how he's doing. But I think he's finally starting to like get settled in, get comfortable. Obviously, having Doc, playing with Giannis, just a different environment for him in a different situation. So figuring out how to be your best self while playing with another alpha is something that they have both struggled with. And I think Doc has done a great job of putting them in actions together instead of it's like your turn, my turn, you watch me, I watch you. Letting them have actions together where they like the game can kind of dictate what happens, right? Like you come off, if the defender's not at the level of the screen, you pull up. If the defender's at the level of the screen, you turn the corner or you hit the pocket. And like, I think the game has become easier because you're putting your best two players in actions more often. Higher up on the court, right, for spacing so that D can walk into threes, but also higher up on the court so that when Giannis rolls, he has time to kind of look because he's a guy that can catch the ball and not just travel or run over. The defender, he can kind of take his time, survey, he can go finish, he can make a play on the second side of the ball, which is hard for a lot of guys, especially a lot of bigs. So I think they've done a better job of that. And then the role players are being role players, right? Like Patrick Beverley talked about this on his podcast. I was watching a clip where he talked about how he told Dame he has to take those 40-footers and walk through so that the team gets used to it. You know what I'm saying? Like the team needs to get used to how you play, when you're going to shoot certain shots, when you're going to do certain things. And me and Z have had those same dialogue throughout the season where Z was like, B.I., you got to shoot those middies and walk through if you're going to shoot them in the game so we can see what it looks like. We can see the flow of the offense, the spacing. He's like, see, when you come off those pick and rolls, we know you like to pull up and shoot threes. He's like, don't hit the pocket. Come off and pull up and shoot the three so we can see the spacing of it. So, like, we've had those dialogues and those conversations to where, like, it helps you because now you know. Like, I know if I call a certain play, I have an idea of how the action should finish. Now, obviously, the game's going to dictate the game, but I think that helps. So I think that's what you're seeing. Obviously, the defense is the defense, but Doc – challenging his best players to be their best players out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's gonna take time, too. I mean, just like UZ and BI, like,
right.
you know, you have to figure each other out. Like this, we even saw it with the Clippers. Like, people were so quick to criticize that fit when James, you know, joined that team. You have to figure out each other's tendencies. Sometimes even a season is not enough. You're talking about, you know, sharing not just the core, but like the mentality, the collective mentality of success with other people. The Bucks have depth, and like it's crazy because, you know, we know the story. Like Adrian Griffin got fired, and they were in second place. So, you know, like they've been successful this year. It's just the aura around the team has felt disjointed. These two games beating the Timberwolves and, you know, yes, a depleted Sixers team, but it was a blowout. The vibes, you know, seem to be very positive around this team. And I think, you know, Doc's voice, he said in our pregame meeting, we asked him, like, are the guys, like, buying in to, you know, like your changes, like your philosophy midway through the season. And he goes, you know, they asked for this. They, you know, like essentially the team wanted, you know, was presenting as if they needed a change. That's why management made a change, because they were presenting that things weren't working out. And, you know, if they asked for this, they need to buy into the changes immediately. And yes, like it was a little rough, you know, when he first took over, but that's expected. When you look at Milwaukee, they're in the three spot right now behind Cleveland. And then both Cleveland and Milwaukee are
way behind
Boston, way behind. 7.5 games behind. Good 8.5 for Milwaukee. I mean, when you think about the Celtics lineup, like, are there any weaknesses that, you know, people are overlooking right now come playoff time that will rear its ugly head?
The Celtics are really good. I don't really have much to say. Health is obviously something that has affected them throughout the year in terms of Kristaps being available, but they still figured out ways to win with different lineups. They can start Al, they can bring Al off the bench, they can start Derek White, they can bring him off the bench, they can start Jrue Holiday, they can bring him off the bench. People have talked about their bench being as something that could improve, but once you get to the playoffs, you're playing 8 or 9 guys anyway. You're rotating starters, you're staggering starters' minutes and doing things like that to kind of keep some of your best players out there on the court. So I think health is the biggest thing for them. Getting home court advantage will be important because it's hard to win in the Garden. I think they got the best home record in the NBA this season. I think that'll be helpful. Their playoff experience, their coach having another year of experience under his belt, all of those things help make them better. And Jrue Holiday just being that plug-and-play guy for them as an extra piece is something that we will have to watch throughout this playoff season because there could be a nice matchup in the playoffs that we all get to enjoy from the comfort of our couches. And hopefully for me, the comfort of like a hotel couch because I'm planning the playoffs too, traveling and watching games.
Yeah. What about the Cavs? I think at the beginning of the season, everyone had circled Milwaukee and Boston as the two title contenders and coming out of the East. How much credit are you giving Cleveland right now for the spot that they're in?
A lot of credit. They've been able to win a lot of games in spite of Mobley being hurt, Garland being hurt for extended periods of time. Donovan Mitchell has played at a high level for the entire season, but especially the last like month and a half or so, once the injuries kind of kicked in. He's averaging 28-5-6 on really, really good efficiency. The additions of Strus has been very helpful for them. Obviously, LeVert is playing at a high level. Bang Bang Niang, minivan, knocking down shots. I think they got the right amount of spacing, the right amount of defense, the right amount of pick and rolls to where they're going to be a handful in a playoff series. It's a shame that they could run into, you know, the likes of a Milwaukee Bucks team early on. They could run into the likes of one of those teams who's the championship contender earlier than expected if the Bucks continue to slide. But I think all in all, when you look at the Eastern Conference, there's a lot of good teams at the top of that conference. And the Sixers, obviously, their health will play a huge factor in kind of how things shape up for them. But this Cavs team has done extremely well. JB was under a lot of criticism early in the season under the microscope, and he's done a fantastic job of dealing with injuries and still figuring out ways to be successful, even with all the noise.
So you mentioned the top of the East being, you know, really strong. But do you think it's stronger than the West?
I think that's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough to say because
it's
two different styles of play, right? The East is completely different. Having played against Eastern Conference teams, the pace is different, the defensive intensity, the flow. West is obviously more free-flowing, more offensive firepower at times from a lot of different teams. But, I mean, you look at the standings right now, obviously Boston is like head and shoulders above most teams in the NBA based on their record. I think they got a 5-game lead on the leader in the Western Conference, which is right now a tie between Minnesota and OKC. Yeah. But then you look at basically 4-8, 4-9. I think our 4-9 in the Western Conference, in terms of how close it is probably better than 4-9 in the Eastern right now because of the depth of our conference. And then you look at the sleeper teams in our conference, like the Warriors are in 10th place, but like they're a runaway. The Lakers,
would you
healthy as a runaway.
So Lakers, Warriors in a 7-game series versus OKC and Minnesota. Where are you leaning?
I mean, Minnesota's played out of their minds this year. They've been great at home. So I think it's matchup dependent. I would have to see like how they fare during the regular season and matchups, and you know it's hard to bet against, you know, experience.
That's really the reason why I phrased it like that. You know,
it's hard to bet against experience. And I mean, I think like we're a ways off from seeing that, but I mean, OKC is just really talented, man. They're really good. They're deep. They're young. They play with confidence. Shea's been great. Jalen, I mean, they got a lot of pieces, man. I think they've handled the Lakers well in the regular season in one of the games I watched. But I mean, Bron in a 7-game series is tough. I mean, you see how well they've played historically when the games really matter. Just look at the history. But I think that would be fun to watch. I think that would be great for the league too, right? Yeah. Like,
and the Warriors are playing well. Steve Kerr just got his extension. You know, Chris Paul is expected to be back Tuesday. We're recording this Monday. Klay Thompson coming off the bench. So Chris Paul and Klay Thompson coming off the bench together. You know, like the story of Klay kind of coming to grips with his role and how it's changed for the Warriors has been a big storyline. But, you know, that acceptance, I think, is been helpful for the team to kind of move forward with what, you know, what's successful for them. And I don't think it hurts to have another future Hall of Famer coming off the bench for you to help, like,
humble yourself.
I mean, or just keep things in perspective, rather. What do you think of the situation with Klay and CP coming back and the job that, you know, Steve Kerr as a whole has done?
Yeah, I think CP will obviously make his life easier. You talk about experience, a guy who enjoys passing, a guy who likes to get assists, knows how to set his teammates up, knows how to run a pick and roll, just has a really good understanding of how to be successful as a basketball player, how to make the people around him better. I think that'll just help him naturally. Having another vet out there, a guy who's, like you said before, a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest basketball players to ever touch a pill, playing alongside him in the second unit, maybe closing games, maybe not, but I think none of that really matters if you're winning.
Did
I think
you say
that's
touch
the goal.
A pill?
Touch the pill, yeah. But the ball is the pill, sorry.
No, I always just call it out because I want to know, like, I don't know why I've never heard that phrase.
Yeah, it's a pill.
Makes sense. Okay, go on, sorry.
But yeah, I think it'll be good for them. I think Steve is probably happy, right? Because of how well they've played since Draymond returned. Since Draymond's return, they've been great defensively, good on offense. I think they're 11-4, maybe the loss last night, 11-5. They just lost to Denver. But they look like they're playing the right type of basketball at the right time. Like you talked about potential playoff matchups. Right now, it's 7-8. We'd be playing the Dallas Mavericks in a playing game. The Lakers and the Warriors would be playing each other in a playing game if the season ended today. So that's just something to look out for.
You know, yeah. Like that's helped launch the, you know, playing tournament.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, so I think this is lining up to be a very interesting April.
And that was an epic playing game. Like,
yeah, very fun to watch.
It's been great so far. Like, that's worked. You know, that's absolutely
great idea. Competition committee. Who's on that? Who's on that committee? I wonder who helped put that together. Good job. Good job, NBA.
Good job,
MBPA. Good job, players. Good job, fans, for buying into it.
Cheers.
And watching and supporting it and celebrating it because of the consistency and the level of play. Like, we're happy about this. This is a win for us. Let's celebrate our wins.
You see? You see this? It goes in and out of
Celebrate our wins, Cassidy. Can we celebrate our wins?
Uh-huh. All right. Let's kind of do the home stretch here with, everybody's favorite conversation, the MVP conversation, because it never dies. It's a year-round topic.
Do I give out the – who are you giving the award to right now? See how I put you on the spot? Who wins it right now?
So I do a straw. I have to do a straw poll where Tim Rottips asks all the voters.
Who you got today?
So let me finish. So in the straw poll, I'm supposed to give like my top how I would vote because I vote every year. And normally it's a very close race. So I'd have to look at the numbers for me to like.
Oh wow! Are you a politician?
Yeah. For sure I am. I told you, when end of year
can you
awards,
just give me
I develop a twitch in my eye.
Can you just pick somebody for me, please?
I mean, not going to lie. I guess, I don't know. I want to say Luca, but I don't want to say Luca.
You just said it. Okay, we'll take that as a Luca. Is that what we're taking?
But I'm envisioning right now, if you're watching on YouTube, like the two faces I see right now are Jokic and Luka, but I'm not saying no to Shea, and I'm not saying no to Tatum, and I'm not saying no to who's my fifth.
All right, you just avoided the question in its entirety. This is worse than me as president. And then you said, but I'm not saying no, but I'm not. But
it's not me choosing yet. This is my order.
I mean, it's today. It doesn't count. This is a fairy tale. It's fake. It doesn't matter.
Jokic. Shea, Tatum. That's where I'm at right now.
The field. Okay.
Where's yours? Yours is more important.
I actually
have a vote. So
I said JoJo. I said JoJo, but he's hurt now. Yeah, so
I know.
I would go. I'd go Luka this year. Luka or Joker is coin flip, but Luka's numbers are crazy. Like
crazy.
His
and they've been
court.
Playing amazing.
Yeah. So I mean, I think it's a race between them, and I mean, it's hard to like Shea's averaging 30. He's putting up crazy numbers. They're number one or tied for first in the West. So like, it's hard to not vote him in as well. But Luka's 30 something. Like Luka's leading the league in scoring, 8 or 9 assists, 8 or 9 rebounds. It's video. It's hard to do that on a video game.
Do what I just did. Do the straw poll. So it's Luka, Shea, for you.
Luka, Joker, Shea, Tatum.
And then who else?
The field.
What about Giannis?
Because he could always win. He could win it every year. But I think if you look at the records.
They're in third, and he's like 27, 30, and 10 games.
I mean, you can't. It's the fourth place. Who cares?
No, but should he be higher?
I like my list.
Okay. So I guess so you would choose the field over Giannis in that vibe spot?
What's the field? I don't even know who's in the field. It was just like
Jalen Brunson.
JB has been playing well, but no, I think it's Giannis.
Who
I think
else is in the field? Jalen Brunson.
Ant-Man,
yeah. There's a field.
There's a good field. But I think it's a Luka. I think it's a three-headed race. Three-person race right now.
Shea, Joker, Luka.
It's a... Tatum is not getting the love that he deserves right now because they are really good.
And he's
the best player on the best team right now.
Right. And he's altered his game to make his teammates better. To make
not
it
fair.
Like a more balanced... To make it a collaborative effort, which makes them pretty unstoppable right now. So there's something to be said about his... I don't even know if I want to say sacrifice.
Yeah, because he's just winning so much, it must be very difficult.
I guess his handle on the game.
No. I mean, but that's the reward of playing with a good team. Do less to win more.
Yeah, but there's a lot of talent across the NBA. It's about like a good player, his ability to like make his teammates better.
Yeah, and he's in a position where he doesn't have to do as much because he has other guys who are very good basketball players. They got three guys averaging over 20 points per game. I think that's the only team in the NBA right now. Shows you how good they are.
All right, you got a night out in New York City.
I'm about to go get a massage downstairs, try to get this ankle right, and then go get some dinner with the homies.
Okay, enjoy. Enjoy tonight. Enjoy the garden. Maybe we'll do a podcast in person next time you're in New York. I think we could bank on that. Send me one of those whatever things that you sleep in at night. I want to try it.
You want electric stim?
Yes, why not? My back hurts. I'm old now. You know? Okay. See if I can sleep through it.
I don't know where you... I have to think about the probes, where they should go on your back. I don't know. I've never slept with the probes.
I don't think you can sleep with the back. Even, your back.
I mean, you could. Because I think about my legs down, my foot's down. I guess you could do it. I just have to figure out where you put them. But you can do calves. You can do hamstrings. You can do... Yeah,
just give me a hyperbolic chamber. Let me borrow that when you get it, okay? That's all I was saying.
I got you. Appreciate everybody tuning in as always. Enjoy your evening in New York as well.
Peace.